Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. Hour number three, just as good as hour number two, and definitely a lot better than hour number one. Of course, if you want to holler at Steve while he's out of the studio, give him a shout on social media. He is at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter and Facebook. You can also go to stevegruber.com for all your Steve Gruber needs and wants, desires, what have you. I like to use the app, the Steve Gruber Show app, whenever I want to catch up. I miss a show or I miss a segment. Great resource. And a great crew that keeps it updated and does a fantastic job. Now, here are the big three things that you need to know right now. Number one, five individuals were arrested in Hong Kong for producing pro-democracy children's books. Always rely on the People's Republic of China to give us great material for the show and trounce on them for being so anti-freedom that it boggles our mind. Police in Hong Kong arrested several people on Thursday, according to the Daily Wire, over the production of children's books. Three women, two men, between the ages of 25 and 28. This is all part of the new, quote, national security crackdown. It went into effect last June, has been basically used to snuff out pro-democracy activity, protest, information, that type of thing. The thing that, you know, you'd want folks to have, at least you and I would want them to have. First convictions under the law can carry a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison. I laugh. It's not funny. It's funny in the sense that it's ridiculous that you're putting people in jail for advocating for freedom, for democratic principles. Yet we still have people that make excuses for China, that look the other way when it comes to China. This is a totalitarian regime that is suppressing human rights. Don't even get me started on the quote-unquote detention centers for the Uyghur inmates, the Muslim sect that they have tens of thousands of people in these quote-unquote centers. But that's another story. I mean, all these books, Guardians of Sheep Village explains the 2019 pro-democracy protest that swept through Hong Kong. Janitors of Sheep Village, the second book, sees cleaners in the village go on strike to force out the wolves who leave litter everywhere. I could go on and on, but more of the same from our good friends, the communists in China. Number two, Steve Daines, senator from Montana, is blasting President Biden's nominee to be the director of the Bureau of Land Management as an eco-terrorist. Apparently, information came out that was not made available initially that the nominee, Tracy Stone Manning, was allegedly involved in some way, shape, or form. I don't think we have proven it yet, but there are letters written by her that she was involved in some sort of eco-terrorism connected to it. And it was using these tree spikes. I don't know if you've ever seen them. These eco-terrorists, because that's what they are, will put these metal spikes into trees. So when the loggers come with their chainsaws to cut the tree down, and they hit the spike, it breaks the saw. But not only does it break the saw, it can cause serious injury, even death, to those operating the saw. It's terrorism. Anybody involved with that should not be working for our government, let alone serving as the director of an agency, Bureau of Land Management. It's absurd. But absurdity is kind of what we've come to expect. Rule number three, not rule number three, article number three. Biden, there it is. President Biden is announcing new sanctions on Cuba following widespread protests. Now, you and I would say it's about time, better late than never. Speaking of communists, the Cubans, not President Biden. But new sanctions will specifically target officials within the Cuban government. Biden will also reportedly call for more international pressure against the regime of Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, as well as announce measures to increase internet access on the island. Now, many Republicans and several Democrats, particularly in Florida, have pressured Biden to crack down even further on the Communist Party of Cuba. But many say this is a good first step. I think it was a necessary step. I think this administration could not idly stand by and watch as people flood the streets of Cuba, demanding freedom, waving American flags. Isn't that funny how in our country, certain people take to the streets and wave the flags of other countries, wave symbols of exclusion, segregation, whether they be white supremacists or Antifa. But when you look at other countries, when they're fighting for liberty, when they want more freedom, whose flag do they wave? They don't wave Canada's flag. They don't wave Sweden's flag. They don't wave any of the Western European flags that everybody claims they have better countries than ours, better living situations. No, they wave the flag of freedom. Symbolizes democracy. Representative government. U.S. of A. Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Come on back with us.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.